Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 9th. It's Friday, September 24th, 2021. Welcome to day 248. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol subpoenaed four of Trump's closest advisors, including Mark Meadows and Steve Bannon. The panel also issued subpoenas to Dan Scavino and Kash Patel. The subpoenas compel the four to produce documents relevant to the deadly attack by October 7th and then sit for a deposition the following week. The committee says it's seeking information about Trump's actions leading up to and during the riot. In a statement, Trump called the panel the Unselect Committee and promised to fight the subpoenas on executive privilege and other grounds for the good of our country. Meanwhile, Biden will not invoke executive privilege to shield Trump. Trump's White House records from the House's January 6th committee. The decision would likely set up a legal fight between Trump and the citing executive privilege in an effort to block the information requests. White House spokesman Michael Gwynn said Biden is deeply committed to ensuring that something like January 6th can never happen again, and he supports a thorough investigation into what occurred. He added that the events of January 6th were a dark stain on our country's history, and they represented an attack on the foundations of our Constitution and democracy in a way that few others have. The National Archives has identified hundreds of pages of relevant documents, which will be sent to Biden and Trump lawyers. In Arizona, the hand recount of Maricopa County's 2020 vote, which was ordered and financed by Republicans, confirmed that Biden won and the election was not, in fact, stolen from Trump. The draft report from Cyber Ninjas found that Trump received 261 fewer votes than the county's official election results, and that there was less than a 1,000 vote difference between the county's count and the recount. Biden won Arizona by roughly 10,500 votes. The recount took nearly 6 months and cost almost $6 million. Trump issued a statement claiming that the report uncovered significant and undeniable evidence of fraud. Meanwhile, in New York, a judge ordered the Trump Organization to submit a report by September 30th. On its efforts to preserve, collect, and produce documents in response to subpoenas issued by the New York Attorney General. AG Letitia James said in a statement, "For more than a year now, the Trump Organization has failed to adequately respond to our subpoenas, hiding behind procedural delays and excuses." Judge Arthur Engoron stipulated that if James isn't satisfied with the Trump Organization's efforts to comply with the subpoenas, a third party will be hired to conduct a review of the company's records and respond to the subpoena. Engoron's order was dated September 2nd and was unsealed on Friday. Moving on, the FDA authorized coronavirus booster shots of Pfizer's vaccine for people over 65, as well as those at risk of serious illness due to frequent exposure to the virus at their jobs. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky overruled her agency's advisory panel, adding a recommendation for boosters for people who are considered high risk due to where they work, such as nurses, teachers, grocery store employees, and others. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices had largely mirrored the FDA. authorization in recommending boosters for 65 and older, as well as The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices had largely mirrored the FDA's authorization in recommending boosters for people 65 and older, as well as nursing home residents and those with underlying medical conditions, 6 months after completing their second shot. The CDC panel, however, declined to recommend a booster for people at risk of illness because of their job. With Walensky's sign-off, the White House could begin promoting and rolling out a plan that would make booster shots available for millions of Americans at pharmacies, doctor's offices, and other sites that offer the Pfizer vaccine. Back in D.C., the House passed legislation that would create a statutory right for healthcare professionals to provide abortions amid... Back in D.C., the House passed legislation that would create a statutory right for healthcare providers to... Back in D.C., the House passed legislation that would create a statutory right for healthcare professionals to provide abortions amid threats to Roe v. Wade from a Texas law banning most abortions. The Women's Health Protection Act would essentially codify Roe v. Wade, guaranteeing the right to abortion before viability. The legislation faces an evenly split Senate, where Democrats would need at least 10 Republican votes to support the bill in order for it to advance to a final vote. And finally, the U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of what he called an inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees. Daniel Foute accused the Biden administration of conducting a deeply flawed policy of returning migrants to Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest country, despite the deteriorating political and humanitarian conditions there. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Foute had ample opportunity to raise concerns about migration during his tenure. He never once did so. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.